Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. New York City, stand up.
Beats.com.
You already?
Mel.
Bronx Bullies in the building.
I'm a New York nigga. See a New York chick.
What?
Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause this. They want some real hip hop. That's what you gon' get.
New York, stand up, baby.
I'm a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York
shit.
Turning up. And you call it this, they want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
I'm just a New York bitch, yo, my New York shit. Spit fire from my lips, drop guarantee hits. Mafia leaf on the road, no holding us down. Check your teeth in your bodegas, but we in your town. Better act somebody, we the hottest around. Sometimes don't know how to act, but quick to react. Yet rep the wrong properly, just stating the facts. So criminal minded, about to take it all back. Watch me, 1, 2, 3. The crew is called Mafia League. And if you wanna hear real hip hop, keep rewinding and don't stop.
I'm a New York nigga, see a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
That spittin' weak shit, Jack don't want it. It's already 4 pounds, nigga, Jack got punished. NY on my neck, proves that I got stomach. Y'all ain't fuckin' with the kids, just keep it 100. Team preachin' to me like, don't hold back. Just keep kicking on bars and make your paycheck fat. This is real hip hop, just stating the fact. Make the competition leave like they're taking a nap. Matter of fact, when I say mafia, y'all say leave, turn a beef in a hamburger meat, then grease, then I eat. 50-50 if we have a feast, just like DJ Prince, we be surfing these feet. I'm in the hood like Lucy's, rims on Oakley's, African stores with the knockoff Gucci, and Louis. When you see me, salute me, you gon' get NY when we on duty. What?
1, 2, 3. The crew is called Mafia League. And if you wanna hear real hip hop, keep rewinding and don't stop. My Lord, kettle.
I'm a New York nigga, see a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get. I'm a New York nigga, see a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
Hot bars, hot bars, hot bars on deck. Hit them beats so fire, make you spring your neck. The industry got a free time to pay your debt. And some people won't like how the twins collect. Bronx Bullies in the building, we from the project. All we got is hard times and bubblegum respect. My Lord of Wu-Tang, protect your neck. They say this lifestyle's a game, but we got next.
Cause I stop me in the middle of winning. They in the middle of frowning, me in the middle of grinning. Same times it's tough, this is just the beginning. And if I said it get easier, I would've been fibbing. Get it?
1, 2, 3. The crew is called Mafia League. And if you wanna hear real hip hop, keep rewinding and don't stop. My
Lord, I'm a New York nigga, see a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
Yo, 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 this is your girl, Kelly TV. Right now, I'm looking for that crack. Right now, I need that crack for my show. What's up? Come on, send me that Mafia Leaf. I heard that's like the hottest thing out in the street. What's up? I need that right now, son. Hit me back.
Yo, yo, they asking for that script, yo. Yo, Dutchess was good. Yo, this is Body Walk. Yo, that Mafia 50-50, yo, we need that. Need that crack on the streets of the BX in Harlem, yo, for real, for real. Yo, get at me, man.
Yo, yo, Ace, man, what's good, man? Yo, man, yo, son, I need that crack, son, word up, man. I know y'all got that, man. You Mafia Leaf, Dutchess, and all that. Yo, man, I need that. Hit me back, Ace, that's her.
Hello, this is the legendary Spontaneous. Yeah, you know who this is. The female who was managed by Pac, BLM, Thug Life AD. I heard you got that crack, the
streets need that mafia leaf. So when you get a chance, give me a call. I'll be waiting. Bye.
Hey, Nurse, what's good? Yo, this is Gita. You hear me? I've been meaning to get with you. Yo, I'm downtown the other day copping some boots. All I hear niggas is talking about the Mafia Leaf 50-50, and niggas is talking about Dutch. I'm like, yo, that's my man. Like, niggas is talking about they need that crack, yo. So what I'm saying is, yo, give them that crack. You hear me? Get at me.
Yo, Ace, I need that hard, man. That hard right. That crack shit, man. Yo, straight up. Mafia Leaf coming at him, man. I'll help you push it ASAP. Yo, really need that, man. Put this thing down and put it to work on the street level. I'll at you. Peace.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm trying to get in touch with Mafia Leaf 50-50. Heard y'all niggas got that crack. You know what I mean? I'm going to need that crack ASAP. I need that real crack, man. That crack that make the crime rate go up. That make niggas still have their mama purses and shit. You know what I'm saying? That crack that niggas don't want to eat until they get that crack. I need that motherfucking crack ASAP. We need that crack, man. Put that shit in the street. Mafia Leaf 50-50. Drop that shit. Drop that shit. Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we back.
Mafia Leaf is in the building. Okay. Turn up. Get your motherfucking M's and A's in the air. I see a lot of niggas in the audience wearing green. A lot of niggas in the audience wearing purple.
Bees, we salute you for
in the building. It's making history like the pilgrims. This is what we do. Me and my friends.
Plenty rookies on my kitchen, yeah, I'm cooking up a spell. Got ounce on bricks, now I'm cooking up the sales. No lie. So fly. I got ice on ice, fresh right, I'm nice. Double price, air nice, they don't like my type. No lie.
Can't stand me.
So fly. Plenty rookies in my kitchen. My oven is full of chickens. Put myself inside position. So money I'm always getting. Time is always ticking. So buying until I glisten. Chasing pick for my addiction. So money is always mentioned. Don't forget to mention. I make them pay attention. And make them pay me like I'm pimping. And they was tricking. Ace is sick. I need a pill from a paid prescription. Got stripes in the hood like I stay in Lennon. We winning. You in your bag. I'm in my junk, y'all. Mafia Leaf got that crack in his dumb hard. All your pussies getting fucked till you got home stars. I orgasm on every beat and I come hard. Let me show you what my team bout. Just that green, now we high, y'all mean stout. When you see the leaf come, I know you see drought. In the studio with more crack than a fiend house. Plenty rookies in my kitchen, yeah, I'm cooking up a spell. Got ounce on bricks,
nah, man.
Sales go wild.
This is what
happens. I got ice on ice, fresh right, I'm nice. Double price, air nice, they don't like my type. No wild. So fly.
I'm too fly for these niggas, they hating on how I'm living. Some call me Thanksgiving, cause I come with all the trimming. Praise originality, sorry for the casualties. No mercy on these bitches, causing track fatality. Shoe game out of your lane from another galaxy. Everything I touch turn green, you wanna battle me? I'm not your average B, but well calculated. And pop goes the wings of when she hoes is irritated. I'm in place here. Build an empire. I spit that C-R-A-C-K, I'm so fire. Follow the Duchess, it's hard not to admire. I'm a show off and hard to look away from. I keep it greasy like a Burger King apron. Mrs. Smith understood, unleashed, life camera curtains. Your rhymes better than mine, are you certain? Cause I popped and shot them.
Broke it on my kitchen, yeah, I'm cooking up a spell. Got ounce on bricks, now I'm cooking up the sales. No lie. So fly.
This
This is what happens.
I got ice on ice, fresh right, I'm nice. Double price, air nice, they don't like my type. No, I'm
not it. I'm not
so fly.
Yeah.
DirectBeats.com.
Best of the best, all stars. Came out cracking even more hard. You can't see me, I'm seeing all y'all. Take it as a threat, I'm wanting all y'all. Try to stop my shine, you won't be able, I'm a pipe bomb. Got more winds and tornadoes. Don't know what I've been through to get here. You caught road game and still wouldn't get here. So I'm gonna sit here and take a shit here. Rub the shit in your face until the shit smears. Shout out to all my haters and my bitch fears. They lurking in the bushes, see you trying to get near. Rap was against me, chicken into a scissory. Beats to a hickory, kill you with just a fifth of me. Bars just officially fire. It's not a mystery. Team playing victory.
Leap.
I know you're feeling me.
With all the right seasoning, call me three shots like a genie. I'ma come on in, do what the fuck I want. I ain't got a lot of discipline. Roll with all official men. Yes, we always glistening. Customized Louis Vuitton to keep the
pistol in.
Use the rhyme to stimulate, lethal to the innocent. Always give a person more doubt than a benefit. Coming from the gutter, must deliver on the numbers every day to audition. Trying to get discovered, leave all bases covered. Got these four times smothered. Do whatever the fuck I want, not thinking much of it. Three Dutchies on the chain, you niggas gotta love it. If you mad at my success, cause I'm everything you wasn't, can't put your finger on it. You love it or you hate it, screaming Mafia Leaf till we start regurgitating, nigga. Living through the suffering. Trust me, it's nothing. Every day more struggling on my MJ shit. Who wanna be started something? I'ma live every day on some I don't give a fuck. And I'ma build an empire and fill it with my real niggas. My get money, we gon' struggle, pay the bill, niggas. And we gon' spit these bars and fuck a deal, nigga. And with my green leaf soldiers, I steal, nigga.
Pop that convertible style, you don't stop that. Not track, talking that tough shit, so stop that. Put the top cat, clean the block up like they mop that. Like a pissed off audience, you do not clap. These haters can't see me like they great Charles. Shot fired, so the bullets getting laid off. Any beef on the plate is getting ate off. When we play ball, bitch niggas take the day off. Mafia Leaf, Green Leaf, everything.
Get you tired of these lanes, the game done changed.
Pockets on swole, hip hop is gon' change.
Listen up close, we bout to rattle the bank.
I'm
motherfucking new year. We are in the building. Welcome to the world of green. I'm so sorry about last night. That was some bullshit. But we're not going to talk about old shit, last year shit. We're going to talk about new year shit. Welcome, everybody, to the world of green. If this is your very first time, I'm so happy to have you here. I am the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, in case you ain't know that already. And if you want to join in, you don't want to just sit there online, the number is 929-477-2453. Let me say it again, 929-477-2453. You can press number 1, join right in to our conversation. Tonight is Greenleaf Talk Time, so we're going to have a little talk time on this precious new year. This is the first day of the new year. Happy new year to you. Somebody hasn't told you already, happy 2016. I hope you plan to do a lot of new things. I do. Shut up. I got my niggas in the building while I do what I do, guys. Let me pass you over to my dudes. First and foremost, I got my plan in the building. Happy New Year, Slim Jack.
Happy New Year.
Rashada, how you doing?
I'm great.
Good, good. Shout out to everybody. Happy 2016. Happy New Year's to everybody. Everybody who's on the archive. Everybody who's listening now. And everybody that's online listening now. Happy New Year's. My twins in the building rolling up. And I want to say shout out to everybody who's new. All the new callers in tonight. Everybody online, that means you saw the post that was up, or you knew to call in. I'm very proud of you.
You know it.
I got my client in the building, the motherfucking slant advisor. I don't mic him up properly, so.
You already know, son. Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking slant advisor. Big shouts to everybody tuned in, all the area codes. I see y'all niggas in the building. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to get into some stories in a minute. Let's see what we got over here.
What, you didn't have any New Year's resolution?
Nope. I got one resolution.
I got one.
To get more money than I got last year. That's my resolution. Point blank. And to as far as personal wise, I'm not really going to change anything because I like the way I am.
What? You sure?
I'm 100, so it's no need to change anything. As long as you keep it 100, you don't have no problems with it. If you must not be happy with yourself. I'm very happy with myself. That's for people who got to make 1,000 resolutions. Oh, yo, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to slow down smoking.
I'm
going
to go to church, man.
All right. I'm going to do everything more than I did last year.
Wow, because it's another day. The year changed.
You're supposed to try to change yourself and better yourself from the previous year.
The resolution is to inspire you to continue to do great things during the year. The problem is some, you know, you get into a month of the resolution, you're like, fuck that. I ain't doing that. I'm going to just keep on being me. But I want to shout out to the people who go through their resolutions and really succeed, and that shit really helped them. You know what I mean? And I don't know a lot of people like that, but there's a couple that make a resolution and they stick to it. So those people inspire me, and every year I make a resolution and I try to stick to it, and I stick to it as much as I possibly can. And, you know, this year I have some more. Some of them is just some of the shit that was last year that didn't make it through to this year, but I'm still trying. I'm a work in progress. I'm not going to give it up.
As you should, but my resolution has been the same for a long time. The same. I want more money than last year. That's it. There's no other resolution that even makes sense to me.
Okay. Understand that, Peggy. My turn.
I'd like to have, I would like to bring you guys more music videos. You're going to get that. And more performances to a whole nother level. Like, it's not just going to be a performance. It's going to be an experience. It's going to be like you just went to Six Flags or Medieval Times or the Golden Corral. It's an experience, nigga. Shout out to all my real niggas. Everybody that's in the building. Right. Loud on deck. We got some more fire. New tracks. And my goal is to be even nicer than I was last year. I'm going to switch it up again.
I just want to put this out there because I'm not ashamed to say it. I was, you know, going around and trying to speak because I feel like, you know, there's so many great things about me. Like, what should I change? Why did I change anything? And so I had to see outside looking in, you know, what are some of the things that I could change. And surprisingly enough, it's like, I heard a lot, like, about attitude. Man, I don't know what that means. I don't know how to change that. So I can only say, you know, in that area, for those who may agree with that, you know, I really don't care if fuck you too, but you know, I'll work on being a better me, a stronger me, a more focused me. Holla, you know what I mean? A more, I can't say, last year one of my resolutions was working on being more of a doer and showing than a talker. And I think that 2015, especially the end, we showed that very well. Like, everything that we spoke of, everything that we spoke, it came to light. So in 2016, because we were blessed, and those are blessings, you know, because we were blessed to receive those, I think that it's only right of us that we go hard to maintain, you know, all of the rewards that come with the blessing, like getting to keep all the things. So those are some of my things. All right. Let me see what story you got up here for me. So I have an attacker makes woman call her boyfriend so he can listen to the rape. She calls 911 instead. So while we're waiting for that, let me ask you this question. How often do somebody call your phone and it might be a number you know, and they call, you might have just finished talking to them, and they call and hang up, or they call and the phone is just on, you know, like a lot, it's a live call, but you can't hear anything. Only thing you can hear is like the background of what's going on. How often has that happened to you, and what do you do? I want to kind of talk about that. I want to read that story, but I want to kind of talk about that. How often does that happen to you, and what do you do in that instance? And I have a reason for asking.
That happens a lot, and I won't listen to it, because one, I want to know if you fucking talk shit in the past. I'm listening. What the fuck? All right, everything good? All right, then the second thing is the coast clear. Think Gucci in your situation. All right. And then I'm hanging up the phone.
So what makes you stick in the head? How long is staying on too long?
What's the book? Somebody, you just talking about, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you call me and you try to let me hear what's going on in the background.
So how you don't know that's what it was? How you don't know that I'm not trying to let you hear what's going on?
I don't know.
What is you in a situation and your boy to your girl with somebody and he don't want to tell you, so he calls.
you hear, oh, yo, you might hang right up. Why shouldn't it be right for you? To, if you would just listen, two more seconds, just listen, you would have been like, oh, wait a minute. That's just it. And that's it. How you know? So Thomas Moore is cold for you.
Right. That's true. That is true. But it's 9 out of 10 chance that I'm going to hang up the phone. I know to listen because I've been booked before. Like, if I call and if somebody call and I hear you got a collect call from, I'm going to stay on the phone because I know that's someone of my niggas locked up. And it might take them a minute to come in. And I've been in that situation, so I ain't gonna, like, you know what I mean? I'll wait and shit like that. Other than that, I'm hanging up the phone. I don't have time for the Mickey Mouse bullshit. Like, 100, it's not going down.
You know what's fucked up? When I
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna.
I look around for two people. Wait, where he said? Right here. And Slanderizer, I already know where he at. Wait, let me call Slanderizer. You good? Ace, you good? Okay, who else? Ain't nobody else gonna be calling me. Hey, you, I can guarantee you. Niggas know when they get ready to dial. No, I'm not calling that. She got it. They're right. Don't call me. Don't fuck me. The fuck you doing in there? I'm gonna ask so many questions. You ain't gonna have no time.
Where's Tony?
What was you doing over there? I can't say that on the phone. Well, how am I supposed to get you out? Was it for selling drugs again?
I will snap the shit out of
They laughing and joking, but it's some cornball nigga that in your head she would never even go for. But still, he created that situation in your mind. How do you deal with that? The same way?
I'll take it back to the first, because that's really just an extension of the first question. I'll take it back to this. He, bless you, it would depend on what was said, point blank. Because if I'm listening, my man's telling me one thing. Yeah, I took all of that in. I know my lady. I'm going to call her phone first anyway.
She ain't answering.
Right there. I'm gonna call like 20 times. If I gotta call you 20 times,
right,
something's either wrong, you doing some shit you don't got no business doing, right, which is wrong anyway, but you could be in a tunnel. If I know where you're coming from.
You can tell when you call somebody.
Exactly. I'll know that. And if you know what type of dude you with, you're going to know me. I'm going to investigate the situation. I know a lot of niggas. Send somebody over there. You know this. So you're not going to be stupid enough to try to play me. Not if I'm keeping it 100 with you from the rip. Now, if I got a question where you at, if I got a question who you with, I ain't fucking with you. Ain't no in between ground. I don't get down like that. So that situation definitely, if you ain't pick up the phone after the 20th ring, at first I'm snapping. You're gonna have 20 crazy ass messages on your phone. I'm gonna start texting you. If you ain't answering nothing, either you doing something, you got no business, you ignore me for whatever reason. I'ma be living. And then what I'm hearing, because I'm gonna be like this on one phone and I'm be calling on the other phone. You know it's me. You know when that phone rings, you pick it up. I don't care what you're doing. You're not doing something that's more important than you picking up my phone call, whoever it is. If that's the case, but I know shit happens. If you're supposed to be here and you ain't there, or I'm calling you and you run a little late, you run an hour, 2 hours, listen, it only takes 15 minutes from wherever you're coming from. I don't want to hear that shit. So right there, I'm going to snap at that. Point blank. And then when I show up and you ain't in the place where you said you was going to be, I'm going to snap out again. Then my man is all basically sitting across the street chilling, watching you.
My thing is, if my nigga got,
hey, you got the whole conversation of what's going on with my girl and the ball. You got the whole conversation. So that means you chilling with them, right? So why is this so comfortable? Why is she so comfortable chilling with you, my nigga?
You're not chilling with him. Right. He just happened to walk in and she chilling with the other dude. And so he's saying to you, yo, hey, yo, your bitch out here talking to some nigga. I don't know who this nigga is, but if it was my bitch, I wouldn't think it was cool because she like, I see a lot of chummy and laughing. He touching her waist, he whispering in her ear and all kind of shit. Fuck out of here. Maybe that's okay. I don't really know who the nigga is, but that's not something I would think would be okay with you. So I'm just calling. Matter of fact, I'm going to walk over there, and I'm going to put my phone down in front of them. She ain't going to know that my phone is, you know what I mean? And I'm going to put my phone down in front of them, my nigga, and I'm going to let you hear what they talking about. I don't know what they talking about. I don't like her vibe. The fuck out of here.
I think I got to go with somebody.
So I'm drunk. I'm drunk, you know what I mean? I'm feeling a little tipsy.
Hold your hand. handle that.
Right. So before I go second, be her brother. I don't know who the fuck this nigga is. And when she puts the phone down, you hear him saying, talking, but I don't know what's an unacceptable conversation. What's an unacceptable? Right. What's unacceptable? Because he already
should be no dick inside the conversation.
What is he telling her? I like your dress. Oh, thank you. I like
you.
Nice hair. And that's what they're talking about. He's complimenting her.
He starts saying, oh, your ass is fat.
He ain't saying nothing that, but where you live at? Where you from? And you know, as a nigga, what line of questioning that is. You know. You know, right. You know what's good. And he's not asking about no man and do you have a man and what's your situation. So she ain't lying and she ain't put it out there. She ain't, some bitches is on some don't ask, don't tell. You ain't asking me about my man. You ain't trying to get on. We just having a conversation. We in the same place. And you talking to me. I don't know I'm being fucking recorded. I'm talking to some nigga that's just standing right here next to me. Now.
I'm not going to just pass out for nothing. Now, I wouldn't go out there. I got a little bit more class.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was
see, I'll just take, as we get ready to get out of here, we got a couple minutes left. I'm going to keep it brief. If you are basically comparing that to, you know, your old situation, I'll compare it to my situation. My wife knows what's good when I call. She know better not to pick up the phone.
Right.
You know, I either be on the way, but you know it's something. I have issues with my jack.
Remember what
you
said.
Know this.
I
have
so
issues with my jack.
I
got a couple more minutes. We got a couple more minutes.
You expect me to snap.
I said, you see that, though? You see, out of all the stuff I said, she picked up. The 2 things that fit whatever her point was.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I understand that. You didn't hear nothing else I said. And before I was rudely interrupted, I'm going to leave you with, I don't care about none of that. If you are with a cheating-ass bitch, get rid of her. If you with a cheating-ass nigga, get rid of him. Don't waste your time. Life is too short. I don't care if the if my man had to put the phone next to, because he felt uncomfortable. He felt right. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Get your shit together. Bro, 13.
We out of here, Greeley's Network. We out of here, the bar.